Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hennepin Healthcare CEO Thomas Clemen goes over the condition of patients in their care from yesterday's Catholic school shooting that killed two children and wounded 18.
Specifics about folks that we're caring for. We currently have 9 patients that were involved in the shooting yesterday. 6 of those patients are in satisfactory condition. 5 of those patients are children. We have 2 patients in serious condition, 1 adult and 1 child, and we have 1 child in critical condition presently. That's about all the detail we'll be able to give out of respect for patient and family privacy.
The shooter who killed 2 Catholic school students and wounded more than a dozen youngsters sitting in the pews of a Minneapolis church once attended the same school and was obsessed with the idea of killing children. Over 700,000 popular pressure washers are being recalled.
Ryobi brand electric pressure washers are sold at retailers like Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says in certain models, a capacitor can overheat and burst, causing parts to be forcefully ejected. There have been 41 reports of explosions that resulted in 32 injuries and/or fractures to fingers, hands, face, and eyes. Anyone who owns the now recalled pressure washers are being told to stop using them right away. A free repair kit is available, which includes a replacement capacitor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Jim O'Neill, a deputy to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will serve as acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The administration wants O'Neill to replace Susan Menares, who's fighting a removal just a month after starting the job. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points. This is SRN News. A troubling report about the United Nations and sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Premorak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting 3 people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says this is all part of a bad trend in Vietnam, adding most alarming is the increased oppression of unregistered churches. This is SRN News. There's a rift between the U.S. and Denmark over Greenland.
The top U.S. diplomat in Denmark has been summoned by the government after reports that people connected to President Donald Trump have been carrying out covert influence operations in Greenland. Danish broadcaster DR reported on Wednesday that at least 3 Americans have been involved in these operations. They allegedly compiled lists of U.S.-friendly Greenlanders and tried to influence local politics. The Danish Security and Intelligence Service believes Greenland is a target for influence campaigns. The U.S. State Department says the deputy chief of mission in Copenhagen had productive talks with Danish foreign ministry officials and reaffirmed their strong ties. The department declined to comment on what it called the actions of private U.S. citizens in Greenland. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.